Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Okay.
That's
okay,
not true. A lot of people
Okay. Oh, now he starts recording.
Now I'm going to cry.
Okay. And then I'm going to cry.
And then you're going to cry. And we're all going to cry. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Ghost Podcast, episode 350. This is Jorge.
Buenos ding dong de Dios. Yo soy a detriment to the horror community, Maddie Ding Dong.
Hello. This is Reed.
You know, I appreciate that you took your time to say that, because Amy from Three Punks, she was saying she was saying that she just learned what his name was on the last episode because he said it at the end. She's like, normally he says his name so fast that I can't get it, so it's always Matt, Jorge, and the other guy.
Good.
That's good.
That's the idea.
I don't want you to know me on a personal level at all.
Yeah. See, Amy, I can be a hater too.
Damn.
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 Damn. Damn.
That's too personal, dog.
Damn.
What the fuck?
It's a joke.
The
is
name
it, is it a joke?
Is Rhett.
It is Rhett.
Well, hi, fellas.
Hi, guys.
It hasn't been that long.
It hasn't even been a week.
That's fucking nuts.
Which is good.
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah, it's
we
good.
Just do
it's
two
good
a to week.
It's no! Good. No, I mean it's good to see you guys sooner than usual.
And
we're meeting on the front of the week.
That just means it'll be longer until we see each other next time, dude. How do you feel about that?
Not,
that's
necessarily.
Not necessarily true.
Not necessarily.
That's not true.
Not necessarily.
We'll see about that.
You
okay? Well, you know what? It all depends what Putin does in the next 72 hours.
Oh yeah, no, this episode's never going to go out because he's going to drop a bomb on us on May 5th. Just watch.
I hope not.
Why May 5th? What's
that's what the Simpsons said, dude. Years ago, and you know the Simpsons are always right because they're in on some Illuminati shit. Simpsons predict the future.
How do you know they're just
the
not?
Time.
It's not just overlap from interdimensional stuff, and so every now and then a little bit of stuff slips through.
Did you notice the date that tonight's movie starts? May 5th.
Yeah, I did when I was watching it again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking dope.
Coincidence? I think not.
Did you? Dude, we're not. We'll get there. There's a lot of.
Yeah.
It just tells me things move in cycles.
It's pretty wild.
Or this has all been set in motion years ago.
Well, I mean,
thousands of years
See,
ago.
See, the thing is. The thing is that like
when we started making tools, we fucked up.
When we started making tool, we fucked up.
Tool could have saved us, dude. We could have gone to the age of Aquarius, nice and smooth. But no,
wait, no, it was 3:11 that ushered us into the age of Aquarius.
I'm pretty sure.
It's so funny because you get so close to like a cogent point, and then you're like, yeah, May 5th. It's like,
just
no,
wait,
dude.
Just wait when we're all dead in 3 days. We'll see.
Well, there's going to be a version where we're not all dead in 3 days, and that's the one we'll be in.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know which galaxy, or not which fucking timeline, which dimension we're in.
The one we're dead, we'll be dead in. But if we're here in 3 days, we're in that one where that didn't happen. So I'll see you there either way.
We're wrong?
I'll see you there. No, well, yeah, there's one. There's a dimension. There's a version where they are wrong.
Mm. Well, this one is the one where they're right all the time.
Wow.
All the time.
You know what? I don't want him to be right all the time.
You know what? How did Back to the Future and The Simpsons know Trump would be president? Beats me.
That's awesome. Man. Yeah, the situation going on in Ukraine has just continued to...
In the world.
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
They got it going on.
I will say this, dude. Ukraine continues to fucking like hold their own. They've killed like 9... Putin generals and something crazy. It's
well, maybe if they would just lose, we could all survive. But no, they're going to be selfish.
Yep. Putin tried to warn people. He's like, yo, anybody that wants to help them.
Taking a drink.
Meanwhile, we got people fucking dying on the streets over here. We could end homelessness for $20 billion, but yet we're giving another $33 billion to Ukraine.
What in the world? I was kidding.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, what? You are, huh?
Yeah, I'm fucking dead serious. We could end homelessness for $20 billion, but yet we're giving another $33 billion to the Ukraine.
Well,
Meanwhile, gas prices are skyrocketing. There's food shortages here. People are dying on the streets. We need to take care of our own first, man.
Seriously, though, about that homelessness issue, it's not that simple, because if you provide housing to homeless people, that's not enough.
Well, right. There's more to it.
They have to keep it.
Yeah.
And some people don't want to keep it. I'm not even being judgmental. They're just like, no, I'm going to trash this place.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd rather go sleep
outside.
I'm
going to do drugs here, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to fucking do all that. Like, are we cool still? And it's like, no. I'm going to go do my shit. Thank you.
You know what? I'd rather live on the streets. Thank you very much. Yeah,
they're like, oh, I got to fill out paperwork? Nah. You got me.
You got me fucked up.
You got me fucked up. I'm not doing
that's
any of that.
That's a mistake.
I have been, not that I have been noticing, but I'm in downtown a lot for work recently. Dude, it's unbelievable, like, the amount of homeless, like, camps. I remember as a kid,
there were some, but they're everywhere.
Downtown has always been, like, a homeless.
Well, and now the median home price for a single-family home in San Diego just reached $1 million, dude. And they have that whole thing where they're talking about building multi-level granny flats, several of them on one, like, property. It's ridiculous.
It's
like,
tricky. Like, when I started rehab, and this is like circa 2014, they had a new bill come out. And what it did was a lot of certain charges were reduced to misdemeanors. And they let people out, which ostensibly is like a good idea. Like it's
it progress. Should help, right?
Well, it's progress because they're treating it more as like a public health issue than a criminal issue. But what that did was it flooded the streets with people that are not, it's not like they had anything prepared to transition them to.
Right.
And it's gotten worse and worse. And so back in the 60s, they had what's called asylum. And Kennedy did away with that because back then the asylum stuff was real fucked up. They were doing really fucked up shit. But now there's a lot of talk about reintroducing asylum, but just don't call it fucking asylum. Well, see,
and even if you had somewhere to go once you get out, like they don't make it easy for you to transition. Like once you have a record, like it's hard to get a job. It's hard to get housing. Like, yeah.
So, and it's only ramped up, of course, the last 2 years.
And it's a system that's put in place to have, it's like a revolving door system. Yeah. You get put in there and then it's hard to make anything happen once you get out. So you turn to fucking more crime so you can pay your bills and feed your family.
And that's not discounting the idea that homeless people are just homeless because of, you know, job issues.
No, there's like, mental health, substance abuse.
Usually about to say 60 to 70% is mental health and substance abuse.
And if we didn't have privatized health care and we made mental health, speaking of, it's Mental Health Awareness Month. So if we made mental health, services more readily available, maybe we could treat some of these people.
Every day is Mental Health Awareness Day for me.
Okay. I mean, you're autistic. You should know better than anybody else.
And I just spoke to people incarcerated today, okay?
Every day.
With mental health issues.
It's true.
Can we make that about me, please?
Yeah. Can we just make it always about Rhett?
Make it about me, too.
Well, no, because the idea is pointing out that I'm not the person who would stigmatize mental health issues. That's why that's being mentioned, actually. But, That's not where I'm coming from.
Speaking of mental health, I just celebrated 1 month with no weed, and I feel fucking great. It was the second best thing I ever did.
There you go.
What was the first?
Quitting drinking. Hands down. Drinking was like a major detriment to my health.
So are you just going to be some fucking lame, straight edge dude now?
Bro, straight edge again. True till death.
Again, true once again.
Bro, I was one of those motherfuckers that like had the fucking... the Coca-Cola brand shirt that said straight edge, you know, and like all those stupid straight edge meme shirts. I had all them shits going to shows that with fucking, X's on my hands.
Dude, that gives me such a fucking cringe memory. It just hit me right now like a fucking ton of bricks. In fucking high school, dude, I used to wear, I don't even want to say it because it's awful.
You used to wear Junkos, we know.
No. The Junkos were the least of the problems. I used to wear them occasionally with a fucking shirt that said Straight Pride on it. Oh my God. What the fuck, dude? What the fuck? Oh.
Yeah, that's bad.
Jesus Christ. And the thing was, is I was like, I wasn't trying to be like anti-gay. I was just like, oh, like, they could have fucking... Yep. And that's that slippery slope where you're like,
yep. Fuck. We had a bunch of that in my school where, like, you remember years ago, like, there was always those brown pride shirts. Like, people would be like, why come there can be a brown pride group and a black pride group, but there can't be a white pride group? And it's like, well, because that's problematic. Like, you don't see where that's an issue.
Oh my God.
If you don't see where that's an issue, maybe you should do some research.
Well, it's funny.
And then ask that question.
Well, it's not funny. I don't know how funny it is, but like a girl that I dated in high school.
Who was it, dude?
I don't want to say, dude, because it's my personal life. A girl that I dated in high school actually ended up coming out as lesbian after we graduated high school.
Oh, that one.
And there's a couple pictures of us. And I'm wearing the fucking straight pride shirt, and it fucking, like, it.
You turned her, bro.
It literally makes me want to crawl into a little ball and black hole myself.
I feel like you should find those pictures and post them in the Discord.
It's nah, dude. It's not even that I'm like, oh, I'm afraid of being fucking like singled out by the internet. It's just
funny because we're like really popular in the gay community.
We are, dude. Because
I don't understand why. I mean,
because
maybe
we're homies, dude.
Maybe it's
we're
just advocates. All the talk about dicks we do.
Because we fuck ass.
Oh my god.
You could be an ass fuck and not fuck ass, dude.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You could fuck ass and not be an ass fuck.
That's true.
A square is a rectangle, but a rectangle is not a square.
That's true. They're not mutually exclusive, bro.
Oh, well, you know what, dude? Enough of our personal lives. God damn it. Shit. Did you watch anything? Play anything?
I mean, I played some Dead by Daylight. I played some played some Fart Night. You know, it's more of the same for me, man. Like, I haven't really watched anything. Like, not even like you. I mean, the only YouTube videos I've really been watching is like
fucking like socialist propaganda.
No, it's on screen printing, man.
Not
like
socialist propaganda. He's been watching fucking libertarian.
I listen to BBC Global News podcast, bro, and you know, like Al Jazeera, like in Young Turks. You know, I get my news outside of the U.S.
I listen to BBC.
And, yeah, it's dope. And I like that they
you
end every episode.
Church, dude, you know who Hassan is?
I like that they end every episode with like an uplifting story.
I like that they do docudramas in the '80s.
We'll get to that.
About
But no, I mean I've really been
conflict with Russia and essential services and. You know,
All right.
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned it on the show last week, but I finally am putting the silk screen that we have to use. I'm starting a t-shirt company called Scumfuck Millionaire.
You did.
What's that about?
Have you ever seen Slumdog Millionaire?
No, what's that?
it's your direct competition.
Oh shit. Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
Danny Boyle.
I think different markets.
Dev Patel.
Completely.
But yeah, so I've been working on that. I've been working like learning screen printing and stuff, and
that's good. You know, then you can actually teach me something.
Getting some designs together for once. Yeah.
For once.
I mean, like, I've been trying to teach you about what's going on in the fucking world for years, and you just want to not listen.
For years, like, motherfucker, years. You just stepped out of a cloud of weed smoke 30 fucking days ago. Please.
31 now.
Fucking A. Miss me with that now. Shit for fuck's sake.
Yeah, so that's really
he
all
was
I've been
wearing
doing
the straight pride shirt 30 years ago.
Oh, so he's already woke.
Yeah. 25 years ago. That was phase one.
But yeah, so that's
I got you before you even woke up this morning.
That's really what I've been doing. Like, I've just been doing productive shit and not sitting and watching stuff.
He's been cucked into centrism. By
he has
children. Yep. Working all his life.
Wow. Yep. I've been cucked into cynicism by the world.
No, well, that's different.
Is it?
Definitely.
Well, potato.
tomato.
So, no, I ain't watched a goddamn thing.
I ain't seen shit.
Man.
Oh, wait, I
we
did.
We ain't found shit.
I did read, finish reading Clown in the Cornfield, and that is not good.
That's not a very good police song.
There was like three people that recommended that book, and that's a mistake.
By the slightest defect.
That's a mistake. And I started reading Tender is the Flesh.
Who recommended it?
Somebody. There was somebody in the Discord. And then the homie Selena recommended it. Selena Elos Dinos.
Very diplomatic. Somebody in the Discord.
I don't remember who it was.
What about something like Bonesaw Serenade?
I want to say. I was going to wait till the news for that. But yeah, my good friend Cody Thompson is putting out his first novel on Black Rose Press. You can go and pre-order that now. Use the promo code pre-order 2022. Save 15%. It's called Bonesaw Serenade. Cody is the host of Beer Night in San Diego. He was on episode 16 of the Who Goes There podcast. He's kind of responsible for keeping the show going. We had hit like a little lull and like
16 episodes in, you hit a lull.
We were
I shit 16 episodes with you.
Yeah, dude. And we were like at a just slump and we weren't going to continue. And we were at fucking Hamilton's. And he's like, well, fuck it. Let's just go back to your house right now and just record and talk horror. And we did. And then we kept going. And then we got Edmund two episodes later, which that was dope.
Got to try to get him again.
I know. He's too big time for us now.
I got a cousin named Cody, dude.
Really?
He suck too?
I think George does too, don't you?
I do have a cousin named Cody. He also sucks.
Yeah. Didn't we try to have him on an episode, but it sucked?
Cody from high school?
He also sucks.
He sucks.
Maybe it's just something with the name Cody.
Yeah.
But yeah, go order Cody Thompson's new book. What was it?
Bonesaw Tomahawk. Champagne Supernova.
Bonesaw Serenade on Black Rose Press. There you go.
Man, fuck this Bonesaw.
What about you, dude?
What's the title of your book, dude?
You know what? I want to call it Great Big Sky.
That's pretty.
It's actually, I kind of like that.
Yeah. What's it about?
You know what?
Keep it close, dude. Keep it close.
It's up to interpretation.
It's an esoteric journey of the sky. Of the sky.
Dope.
What's it about?
It's about 300 pages.
You know what? Never mind. I'm not going into this. I wanted to write a thing about Jack Parsons, but then they made a whole show about the motherfucker, which I never even watched.
Who's Jack Parsons?
Jack Parsons was an occultist and rocket scientist with the Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
I believe they're called geologists.
What? I don't think so. But he's one of the guys that was really responsible for us getting to the moon, supposedly, right, Matt?
I mean,
space is fake, right?
Why haven't we been back?
We have.
It's been 53
years. You go with your theory that, why haven't we been back? Bro, we have been back.
Also, do you know that space is fake?
They don't tell you everything.
Space is fake.
Space is fake. That's the one. That's the one that really gets me.
Bro, like how? How is space fake? You can see it. It's right there.
Well,
just look up. It's right there. Yeah. Right in front of you. Like right in front. 6 inches in front of your face. It's space.
Yeah, the moon is fake too. Oh, what's that? That's the moon.
It's fake, right there.
You know what's fake?
What?
Fake.
Fake? Fake is fake?
Fake is fake.
That's the end. Fuck. That's the end of it. How come they don't ever go that far?
Bro, what's the opposite of overalls?
Under nothing.
Is it? Isn't that the same as overall?
I don't know.
Under nothing is overall.
Shut the fuck up. All right.
Got him.
I don't know.
It's too much.
Blew your fucking mind.
Hmm.
What have you watched, though, dude? Enough about your book.
Let me see here. Dude, I'll tell you about my book when it's written. I don't talk about my work till it's done.
You mean you don't celebrate every...
Every day I write the book. Hey! That's a good song. Every day I write the book.
What is that? He just spit his drink back into his cup.
It's an artist book. It's Elvis Costello. It's a great song.
Oh, fuck.
You're giving me a loving look.
All right.
I watched this Jim and Andy, The Great Beyond thing. It's been out for like probably like 4 years now. But it was Jim Carrey when he was playing Andy Kaufman.
All right.
For Man on the Moon. And I love that shit.
That's a good movie.
I love Kaufman and his anti-humor and his cringe humor.
Tony Clifton is the shit.
That guy is the shit. And Jim Carrey, like, apparently... He went full, like, he's saying he got taken over by Kaufman the whole time and stayed in character the whole time, and people were pissed, but then they started all, like, staying in character also, so it started this, like, crazy theatrical thing, and it's a really interesting documentary because it kind of examines that whole, like, boundary between the character and the self and all that kind of stuff, and Jim Carrey, you know, he's pretty tripped out these days.
And he's something.
Is he, though?
Bro, he was with Jenny McCarthy years, and she's like all anti-vax and
I don't mean like that.
He left her because of all that shit.
He's actually, I've liked Jim Carrey for a while. I mean, forever.
Yeah, like so Jim have Carrey, I, dude. Duh. Name three of his movies.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber 2. And
Ace Ventura.
I mean, like, sure.
Fun with Dick and Jane.
Yeah, just leave out the cable guy.
The Truman Show. The Cable Guy and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Man
on the Moon.
Me, Myself, and Irene.
2026?
Liar, Liar. Oh! What?
26?
Oh, that was bad. Yeah, you know who directed that? Joel motherfucking Schumacher. You know what? I thought Paul Verhoeven directed the number 26.
Was it the number 23?
Oh, yeah, that one. Good idea. I remember. It could have been. You know what?
Because there was a band called The Missing 23rd. If you look for 26,
you see it everywhere. So it's the same thing.
Oh, you know what? If you look for 33, you'll see it everywhere because that's some Illuminati bullshit. That's why we're playing the Ukraine $33 million.
I use 33 billion. All my passwords, bro.
Billion. I bet you do.
That's right.
Illuminati shit. That's why.
That's right.
I use 33 and all my passwords. Guy,
part of the NWO.
Hack it, bitch. Wow. WandaVision.
We're on a fucking good one tonight.
WandaVision was fun. That was fucking. It got to that last episode. And I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? Like, I couldn't believe
that I could be deceived.
That I could enjoy this TV show that much. Jesus.
Yeah, especially because really Wanda Sykes ain't funny. Damn.
No. It's Elizabeth Olsen as a fucking chaos bitch. Yeah, you should.
I love Elizabeth Olsen.
You would like.
And it was totally chaos magic in the sense that her stuff's on autopilot. Her subconscious is doing it on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
So they even got that part, like, that's kind of in there.
Dupe.
Yeah.
But,
like, does she get naked?
No.
No, but you don't need that. Dude,
I'm gonna Google it right now.
Her brain is naked, dude.
Yeah, that's too much.
And her heart.
Her heart is naked.
And then I started watching. So Ozark is wrapping up the final.
You're not a fan.
Dude, I told you.
He's continuing to watch it.
Well, because I have to. I told you months ago. Wait up, fuck. I told you months ago.
I agree with you.
I feel completely cucked back in January when I had COVID and I watched all that shit. I said, now I'm invested. And
I'm invested.
Yep. There's more where that came from.
Show me that. What? And, dude, it did not disappoint. This debut episode is fucking stupid, dude.
Of the new season?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's the same season, just the final seven episodes. Let me misspoke.
Oh, they split it. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and yeah, Ruth, yeah. Like, Ruth has a gun. And did you know that
Ruthie's got a gun?
Is like John Wick. I'm not saying they have scenes like that, but no one can stop her because she's got a gun and she's pissed.
Mm.
Like, as someone, you're the guy who pokes holes in things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe you watch this show at this point and you're not just constantly like, what the fuck is happening?
I did not get past half of season two.
Okay, same. There you go. Wait, dude, if you watch the rest,
No, and what happened?
I'm forgiving of this shit.
What happened with us is like when I stopped watching was that boat electrocution thing.
That was ridiculous.
That was it. That's I was like, it,
wait, wasn't that like season one?
Season two.
Season two, like
episode, you mean where they electrocuted the dock?
Yeah.
Oh, that was season one. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was when they started to lose me
because that was before Ruth started working for Jason Bateman.
That's when I was like, ooh, this is not maybe for me.
Yeah.
Because I like that kind of shit, but not in a show that's supposed to be very, like, you know, it's Ozark.
It's just outlandish. The plot developments from there on out, pretty much, and them trying to, like, oh, let's set Wendy versus her husband. Like, there's conversations in this episode. It's like, why would he be that way about it? It's like, well, they've been arguing for two seasons. It's like, yeah, they can have a conflict and it not be just like diametrically opposed on every issue just because you want to. Dude, you should watch this shit.
Nah. I'd rather continue watching.
I started watching it again because I thought you were into it, and then you're like, "No,
he
dude,
was
it's bad."
For a brief
and then
moment,
like, oh.
And he flipped.
It's okay. Dollar Store Breaking Bad, dude.
Oh well, I mean, everything similar is Dollar Store Breaking Bad because nothing's as good as.
Well, you know,
Bad.
Because I'm not a big TV show guy, and I've binged this thing like an ass, and now I'm gonna finish it. I'm gonna finish it and hate watch this shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh!
Now, yeah, I know. I'm rubbing up on your fucking. I'm rubbing your rhubarb.
Yeah, but I don't think you hate watch it. Like, I think you actually enjoy this terrible shit. It's like, you're watching, like, 42 seasons of Survivor.
But it's both. I'm not, like, pissed off while I'm watching it, but I am fucking hateful.
You're like, well, oh, this is so bad, well, Ronnie. Do you want to watch the next episode?
This tone, very solemn, very serious, and that makes it worse to me because it's like, dude, like, stop it. Get some help, you know? Like, why are you so serious? It feels like it's fucking, like, some Christopher Nolan movie. Like, oh, she's pissed. She's got a gun. Like, and what? Who cares?
Like, if they don't all die at the end, then what's the point? Like,
I don't know.
They will die eventually.
No, but I mean, like, by the end of the series.
Or they'll get out clean, but their kids will be involved. And that's what they were going against. Or they'll get offered to run the fucking, what's it called? What's the fucking empire called? The Mexican Empire, the
cartel?
The cartel. They'll get offered. I couldn't think of it. They'll get offered to run the cartel.
Speaking of which.
Enough.
Did you guys hear about, oh my God, what lake is near Vegas? Lake Mead? Lake Mead?
Lake Mead is.
So Lake Mead is drying up. Okay?
That's not good. We got a drought.
Do you know they're starting to find bodies in Lake Mead?
Dope. Yeah.
So there's
imagine that.
so there's obviously because there's like Vegas links to the mob, they're starting to find these bodies in Lake Mead, like sealed in like oil cement drums.
Oh.
Right? So there's pictures surfacing now of like, oh, there's a body and there's a body and there's a body. Like, can you imagine?
I just assume that every body of water has bodies of dead people in it.
Well,
I mean,
why would they not?
On a long enough timeline, every
House of 1,000 Carpses.
Carpses.
I thought Ronnie was outside saying something. I was like, oh.
That's pretty dope, though, that they're finding bodies in Lake Mead.
Yeah, because Lake Mead is fucking drying up, which totally fucking sucks.
Yeah, that's what the Hoover Dam's there for, and Lake Mead comes from fucking the Colorado River. And
yeah.
That's not good.
It's not good at all. Mm-mm. It's not good.
You can add it to the list of things that are not good.
Mm-hmm. Lake Mead should stop it.
Yeah,
and get some help.
That's all I watched, honestly. And I don't know what I'm getting into next. We gotta do something.
My guess would be an argument with somebody on Discord.
Well, dude, they're you know what? They're scattering like cockroaches. You know what I mean?
Discord is cockroaches, and I'm the fucking light switch.
You know what? Never mind. I'm not going to make that analogy. I am excited to see Doctor Strange on Thursday.
Yo!
Wait, didn't you watch that Hatching movie?
Not yet, no. Oh. I was thinking we should
Even know what the fuck that is. I've just seen people posting the poster, and they're like, this was good, 7 out of 10. And I'm like,
Yeah, the new movies are building
this
up.
This was good, 4 out of 10.
This was good, 6.5 out of 10. Oh, great. I'm excited. Another middling horror offering.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, you mean like The Nun 2, dude?
You mean like Terrifier 2, dude?
Wait.
When is that happening? Wait.
Terrifier was dope.
Yeah, but Terrifier 2
we is don't know.
Not going
we
to
don't
be
know.
Dope.
I'm if sorry. It's even as good as the original, I'm down. But the point is, The Nun was shit. Why are they making another one? You know why? Because people are dumb.
Well, it made a shitload of money. That's why they're making it.
People are dumb, and they went to go see it, and they're like, okay. We can churn out another one of these shitty movies.
He owns that castle. Of course they have to fucking... I'm just kidding. I don't know if he owns the castle or not. I watched other than Survivor, which continues to fucking...
God damn.
So good. So fucking good. People fucking...
I love that you farted as he said Survivor.
I was listening to the episode and I had like blocked that you were watching Survivor and I heard it and I was like, is he for real?
There's fucking alliances and there's counter-alliances and there's alliances within alliances. And there's this guy who like sexually assaulted like a bunch of the fucking...
You should watch Dallas.
And they didn't immediately fucking get rid of him, which is fucking crazy to me. It's bonkers, man. This season is wild. We started watching Moon Knight. Mm-hmm. So fucking good. After you finish, well, you finished WandaVision.
I finished half the first episode. I was unimpressed. I know people have said this, like when you get to episode 4.
Yeah, buddy.
But the fight choreography is important for Moon Knight.
The first episode has very dodgy CGI, and also the fight choreography is kind of shit.
That's unfortunate.
It gets better. It gets better. So I would, you know, get up in here.
I think I'll do Loki next.
Have you guys watched Our Flag Means Death?
Bro, no, but I've heard of that.
I heard good things. It's like a pirate show on HBO.
I have heard about this, but I have not watched it. Mm. Okay. Have you watched Yellow Jackets?
Nope. I have not.
Or Severance?
Nope. I didn't even finish Peacemaker.
I haven't watched a single episode of Peacemaker.
Peacemaker was good. That's like right up my alley, and I didn't even finish that.
A lot of cocks.
Well, I mean, it was pre. You fucking guys.
Penis Maker.
What? What's the matter?
Anywho, any news?
You mean other than Bonesaw Serenade, dude? And The Nun 2?
Man, fuck this Bonesaw Tomahawk.
Well, I do want to mention that this happened a few weeks ago now, but at least 2 weeks ago. David Cronenberg is making his return to sci-fi horror after many years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Crimes of the Future. And then they released the first teaser. And it's got Kristen Stewart in it and Léa Seydoux, that French chick. And who am I missing? Who else is in this fucking movie?
Mm.
You're the one telling us about it.
Oh, Viggo Mortensen.
Viggo!
Of course, the teaser's just a teaser, but it definitely looks like a Cronenberg sci-fi horror
movie. Remember in Random Acts of Violence when he went down on that girl?
On the staircase,
that's
bro?
In a history of violence.
Yeah, there you go.
That.
What was Random Acts of Violence?
That's your life,
that's
dude.
That's high school.
That's blackout red on a Friday night, dude.
On myself. Random acts of violence, fucking
just standing there getting drunk, punching himself in the dick. Yeah, you don't see many dudes going down on chicks in movies.
And that's a mistake.
That's a mistake.
It is a mistake. And because you don't even need to show the whole thing. You just need to, like, his head's in her crotch.
You know what?
Just have him wipe off his mouth and shrug and be like,
you know
all
what?
Right.
You know what? Fucking.
Have him slurp it off.
Have you
stash.
Seen the movie The Cooler?
The Cooler.
It's with William H. Macy and.
Yeah, I'll put you in the cooler.
So he goes down on this chick who is, like, she's incredibly hot. But it's William H. Macy, so you're like,
ew.
Fucking ew.
Well, no, I'm just kidding.
Okay, who would you rather fuck, Willem Dafoe or William H. Macy?
Oh, Defoe. William H. Macy.
Dafoe.
Yeah. No, Macy.
He's goblin fuck.
Macy, bro. Dafoe. Yes.
I feel like Dafoe would not be kind to you.
Goblin mode.
And you might enjoy
that. I feel like that gap in his teeth would just like cheese shredder your dick. No thanks.
That picture of that gif where he's in the backseat, yeah. like that's good.
That's who I imagine would be fucking you. That version of the
phone. Macy would be like how he is in Fargo, like very ineffectual. Like I'll take some danger to fucking just a.
I figure Macy would be like he wasn't Shameless, where he's just like drunk and just like down for anything.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? This speaks to his character acting. How versatile he truly is, you know?
I think that Defoe would fuck you and Macy would it would be a mutual experience.
Like I see Defoe
he might cry while he's fucking you.
And like I think of that episode of like SpongeBob where he had like the chocolate bar and he dug it through his teeth, but like the two giant teeth just in two curls where it like peels up.
Look, that's your D, dude. For our audience, right? That you know. The people who...
Yeah, comment and let us know which one of the two you would fuck. Well, William Dafoe or William H. Macy.
Because we have gay listeners. And I think, look, who has a nicer body? Let's get serious here.
What year?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. William Dafoe in any year has a better... William Dafoe has a better body now than William H. Macy.
Yeah, but he's a butterface.
In Boogie Nights.
But he's a butterface.
I don't care about that. I think he's an attractive man.
I mean, okay, are we fucking or are we like making love? Because like, if I'm looking them in the eyes, like I don't want to look at fucking Willem
Dafoe. You
know what,
too? If you've seen Wild at Heart, where he plays Bob, where he plays,
dude.
Fucking...
You know what, dude? Maybe we're just misjudging Dafoe. Maybe he's a very passionate and very fucking like.
He is passionate.
I mean, maybe we should just have a threesome with
very attentive lover.
I mean, I've seen Antichrist.
Damn, dude, that would be scary. Macy and Dafoe.
Yeah,
just fucking your brains out.
So who's
two timing you? You got fucking.
So who's the bread and who's the meat?
Well, you got Macy's cock in your mouth, and you're just
taking. Oh, so you're getting spit roasted?
Yeah,
like
I'm taking a thrashing from fucking the Green Goblin in full getup on his glider. He's calling you Peter. Peter!
He's on the glider.
Oh, my God. And they finish at the same time on your back, and Defoe's like, it was a firefight!
Hell yeah.
That's a mistake.
Platoon.
He's fucking got the glider and the costume from Spider-Man.
Yeah. He's getting railed by the Green Goblin. That's great.
You get to work on...
And Macy's just fucking... Fucking jabbing your face.
He gets to work on Monday and everybody's like, hey, how was your weekend?
Woo. I got the Willie of two Williams.
That's you can't talk about that around the cooler, basically. The cooler.
The cooler.
Oh my God, dude. That's fucking great.
What were we talking about?
I don't even know.
Who cares?
Man.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Do you have any other news? What's
going on? No, I have no fucking idea.
They're
no.
making a Mothman found footage film.
Yeah, we were already talking about who was starring in that.
Well, we were not on this episode, though, in the pre.
Also, your boy got cast in another movie. I can't talk about it, though, but it's going to be dope.
Well, then don't mention it until you can talk about it.
It's news. There you go.
You know what? Never mind.
It is a horror movie, and I am the killer. So that's dope.
That's super dope. Then tell us about it.
Can't.
Then shut up!
It's Tarantino's new Friday the 13th movie.
Actually, it's LeBron's new Friday the 13th movie. Thank you very much.
Ew, really?
Yeah, dude. LeBron is trying to Chris Rock it and do the new Friday the 13th. He was trying to do Friday the 13th before Chris Rock was fucking up the Saw franchise. I mean, like...
Well, it fucked itself. It fucked itself,
but then he was just like, hey...
Oh, boy.
You want to see me look constipated? He's like,
hey, I see that corpse laying there. It'd be a shame if somebody fucked it.
It'd be a shame if somebody didn't fuck it.
It'd be a shame if somebody didn't fuck it for another $40
million. That's a really nice corpse over there. It'd be a shame if you didn't fuck it.
And then he fucked it.
And with that...
And with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk about a movie.
We're going to fuck the corpse when we get back.
William and William are fucking the corpse.
We might. You love leaving your house, dude. What are you talking about?
House is fucking dope.
It is dope.
That's true. You know what else? After you watch Threads, because then you realize how much you have to fucking be grateful for.
You know what else is dope, dude?
Fucking bang energy.
Tell these stupid idiots about Patreon, my man.
Yeah, Rhett, tell them.
Patreonus Dialectus is a fraternization that's devoted to...
I'm out.
Giving some of their monthly tithing to our cause.
I'm already out.
No, go for it, Matt.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patreon.com/WhoGoesThere is a fraternity of people who fucking dig this show and want to help us continue doing this show.
Also a sorority, thank you very much.
Yeah, but I was talking in like the Spanish version where when you include men and women, it still takes on the masculine term. So, you know, educate yourself.
Anyways,
if you want to educate yourself on a bunch of fun stuff like
over here.
What goes on behind the scenes at Who Goes There podcast, or if you just want to get insulted by Rhett, then go to patreon.com/WhoGoesThere podcast.
The only one.
And yes. You can give us any amount that you choose. You know, if you give us a dollar, that's super cool. You won't get anything in return, but we'll say your name on the show. You know, it starts at $3. That's when you start getting the cool stuff like the pre-show audio. $5, you get exclusive episodes. Like, we're gonna do Super Mario Brothers real soon. That's gonna be super fun.
It's a great movie too.
It is. It's hella dope, but you'll have to listen to Patreon to see our thoughts on that. And there's a bunch of other cool shit that goes on there. Plus, you get the joy of knowing that you helped three cynical idiots bring so much more joy to the rest of the world. Even if they're not listening to our show, we're making the world a better place just by doing this and sharing our ever so important opinions. So go to patreon.com/WhoGoesThere podcast and share your money with us.
Yeah, we do the work so you don't have to. This way you don't have to have an opinion.
The horror community as a whole does not agree with this message.
Well, that's because we're a detriment to the horror community.
That's because groupthink is a mistake, and you should all... I'm not going to finish that sentence.
But you know what? There's like a good example. Like somebody today was just like, hey, should I watch Studio 666 or should I listen to the episode and not watch it? And then based on what we've said, people were like, don't watch the movie, listen to the episode. Look at that. We do the work so you don't have to.
It's true.
We
saved you. Sometimes it is like that.
We saved you $20. You're welcome.
Yeah, fuck that, dude.
Or indictment by the FBI once they find
I would
you.
Say, what were they smoking to think that somebody would pay $20? But based on Tyler Hawkins' death, we know what he was smoking.
What was he smoking?
Probably heroin.
A few things.
Yeah.
Maybe some, hopefully some meth like Hitler. Well, if he didn't think it was high class enough, he needs to think about fascist dictators doing it.
Yeah.
So.
There you go.
Speaking of fascist dictators, the Who Goes There podcast watched 1984's Threads.
Of course, 1984, dude.
It's the continuum, dude. It continues.
I like that you rolled your R when you said Threads too.
Threads. Directed by Mick Jackson. Only one person in my life,
Michael Jackson,
can be named Mick, and I hate him.
You wait till you see what else that guy directed.
If you hate him, I'm taking those pins. Facts.
Written by Barry Hines. Starring
the Barry Hines.
You sure it wasn't Barry Stein?
Barry Hines is fucking dude.
So stupid. Starring Karen Meagher, Reese Dinsdale, David.
It doesn't matter. You don't know any of the people that were in this movie.
David Brearley, Rita May, Nicholas Lane, Jane Hazelgrove. I guess we don't like her. Henry Moxon.
Fuck Rita May.
June Broughton. Sylvia Stalker.
And we'll spit bang all over the floor.
Stalker!
Frogger! And a bunch of other unknowns. Threads is a docudrama-ish kind of deal. The effects of a nuclear holocaust on the working class city of Sheffield, England. And wait, let me read it. Let me read this, like my favorite accent in this movie, the Northern UK fucking accent. The effects of the nuclear holocaust on the working class of Sheffield, England, and the eventual long-term effects of nuclear war on civilization.
Hugo the podcast.
Spot on.
I cannot fucking stand that Northern accent.
You are racist.
It drives me up the fucking wall because, like, people from the UK are like, well, you know, your English is so archaic. And I'm like, motherfucker, you know, I can't even understand.
Like, innit?
I can't even understand what you're saying, innit? Fuck off.
It sounded like Terrence and Phillip.
Fuck off, man.
Well, that is like a perspective thing.
Fuck.
You're a perspective thing.
Fuck. In it?
What do you think, if I'm from Botswana, what do you think?
You need to suck assholes.
Good call.
Good call.
I'm going to start with Matt.
Oh. Yeah.
Because I feel like I know where he's going to go with this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
As you should. I wish this was an actual documentary and somebody would drop a nuke on England. There. This movie is an hour and 50 minutes of my life that I will never get back. I don't know that I've ever been more bored watching a movie for the show. I thought I was going to have to pay attention, so I decided not. No, I was not that bored.
Oh my God.
I was not that bored watching pieces of shit. I thought I was going to have to pay attention to this movie, so like I decided not to do screen printing and dedicate my time to watching this. I literally fell asleep twice watching it and had to start over. This felt like being This felt like being in fourth grade and having to watch an outdated like fucking film strip on sex education.
Oh, that's like dope.
No, hella not dope. Mm. This may have been interesting for people in 1984 when, like, you know, the Red Scare was a thing and all that. Now it's just fucking boring and outdated. And for a movie that shows fucking mutants on the cover and the fact that we didn't see nary a single boil on anyone.
That's not true.
Anyone.
We saw a shitload of
boils. Unacceptable. I hate this movie.
And he's not correct about it.
It's also boils. Not correct. He's not on top of everything else. He's not correct.
Maybe it was in one of the two times I fell asleep because of how boring it was.
The fucking bitch behind with her husband is fucking has shit all over her face.
I mean, yeah. That's jizz. That's what that is.
That's not jizz. She had stuff all over, not just boils.
Burns. Okay, burns.
Not just burns. Like her shit was fucked up. And then there was a dude later. Anyway. Proceed.
You gonna go, you want to go to me? Is that what you want?
You don't want to make this like an insult sandwich? Because I feel like I know where George is going with this.
Is that what you want? Give me the insult sandwich.
Is that what you want?
No, that would mean you need to go first, since this was your pick.
So, I actually really enjoyed this film. And I will tell you this. I think that it suffers greatly from being 1984 as... Or 1984?
Yep.
1984 so as...
weird you guys 1984 say that.
As fuck. It just... The just in terms of... I think like British stuff that came out of Britain in the 80s that wasn't like a comedy is very like... It has a very special tone to it. And this... Man, this
special ed.
This suffers from that. You know, you've got a lot of like, oh, fucking, you want to have some tea? Oh, no, thank you. I don't want to have any tea. Oh, you want to have some fucking tea? No, I okay, let's move on. And I will say this.
Never once do they say that.
The first third?
She brings him tea.
The first third to half of this film, I actually enjoy far more. I enjoy the film more before the bomb drops.
Oh, I hated it before the bomb dropped.
Interesting.
After the bomb drops, I think that like it loses a lot of like the tension that it has built up because like you know something's going to happen halfway through this film. And once it does, I go, okay, well, we're just going to see the calamity of an atom bomb being dropped or multiple atom bombs being dropped. So the tension that was built, once it's released, the rest of the film isn't as effective to me, in my own opinion.
See, and that's when I enjoyed it more because I liked the narration because it felt more like an actual documentary. And like that was at least... something. It felt like it was supposed to be educational, and I feel like the first half they're trying to get you to care about these people.
Don't get me wrong. I like the second half, like post atom bomb, but there's only so much of that you can explore before it starts to get a little bit like, yeah, okay, we understand the stuff that happened.
I did not understand prior to seeing the film. You know, that's one of the reasons I really appreciate the second half. I mean, well, here, I'll go to my thing. Like,
well, I'll wrap up real quick. Yeah. The only thing is that, like, I think now in a post sort of nuclear age that we live in, I think that, like...
Post-nuclear?
Especially...
We're prime nuclear.
Especially, yeah. Like, when you... And I don't want to compare it because it's like...
Nukes are back, baby!
We're intranuclear.
Because it's a fucking masterpiece. But when you see Chernobyl.
Oh yeah. Well, that's
and it's like I'm comparing everything that deals with nuclear fallout to Chernobyl in my head. I go, well, this is kind of fucking, you know. But anywho, continue.
I had heard about this movie for a while, and I finally watched it when the pandemic started. And when it started, I get it. I'm hearing the British accents. I'm seeing the gritty 80s filming. And BBC stuff, the dryness. And then it started doing like the PSAs and it started doing the info. And I was like, this is a strange fucking feel here. And it does have that old timey feel to it. And it doesn't feel like a cinematic, like a theatrical film. And I'm like, okay, I can get past that because it's like an oddity. Like, this is a strange thing. And I'm like, where's this going? And then what I appreciated about it immediately was that they're showing these people. But it wasn't these sentimental things. They weren't like building huge character things here. And also, it was in Sheffield. It was in this town that I'm unfamiliar with. So it's not doing this thing where Hollywood, they'd pick New York or they'd pick something and they'd have landmarks and they'd have this kind of stupid thing. And I've seen these disaster movies and this was not approached like that at all.
Yeah, they basically pick like Santee in San Diego to like focus on.
Yeah, real working class. And then... you start seeing all this stuff unravel, right? Like there's the panic buying, the essential services. And I watched it right when the pandemic was starting and I was just thinking about it from this sociological thing. When you guys say that it suffers from being 84, I see what you mean, but I feel honestly, and I'm not even just trying to be contrary, I feel exactly the opposite. I feel like it's a perfect time capsule because it was 84 and it was the middle of this scare and it's also timeless at the same time. It's a time capsule, but all the issues in it are current. It's still happening.
I think also you have to, for me, I have to kind of take a step back and realize that at the time that this movie was released, like the scare was real.
But the scare is real now, but I think what makes it not effective for me is that it suffers, like you said, from being 84 because we didn't have things like Twitter. We didn't have things like the internet where people could easily look up, you know, the effects of nuclear fallout. We didn't have documentaries on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We didn't have games like Fallout 3. I know it, granted, it's cartoon and it's like, you know, to the extreme, but we didn't live in a world where like nuclear attacks had already been a thing and where if there were to be a nuclear attack, there would be the ability to spread information quickly and effectively.
I don't think so.
No, it would knock that shit out very quickly.
Well, because with nuclear blasts, the
electromagnetic.
I'm talking pre-nuclear blast. Yeah. Like, because a lot of this, like, people are sitting in the bar and like it's on the news, and then they change it, and it's like, oh wait, hold on, you know. But like, if there were a threat of a nuclear attack, it's like all over Twitter. Everybody knows, and then suddenly it's all over news broadcasts. It's on every radio station. It's not. We have the ability to transmit information again, so much quicker.
I guess I'm seeing this because I'm. Let me finish my thing real quick. My turn.
I thought you were done with your turn.
I'm going for 20 minutes.
Cool. You go right ahead because there's not a whole lot for me to say about this movie.
No, there is. I think there is, Matt. That's the thing. Even if you didn't like it, I think it's stuff to explore in it because of what it's subject matter, at least, right?
It's eerie how much of that is mirroring what's happening right now.
It's eerie, and it also points to me of the timelessness of the things and how fragile the fabric of society is, how quickly the shit falls away. People have to forget their parents real quick. People have to forget their children real quick.
I think that what happens too is I think that as like mainland Americans, we don't have a good grasp of what it feels like to be,
of course not,
in conflict. Because we have never had on continental U.S.
civil war, and that's it.
That we've not had an attack from a foreign body
since 1775.
We are the foreign body that attacked.
Where was the bomb dropped? Because it wasn't dropped on.
It was right. It wasn't dropped Sheffield.
On England, right?
It was the UK.
Hold on,
was
real it? Quick, yeah. real quick. The second half when it does the bomb. And then it goes, and then it keeps... The thing is, shit happens, and I'm getting really, like, into the hopelessness and despairing of this thing.
It goes quick.
Well, and then it says a day's gone by.
Yeah, and it's already...
And it says 6 days have gone by. And it's just, like, this crawling thing, but also the editing in this is just... It's just phenomenal to me how it moves around from this stuff. Because they don't have a huge budget to work with, it's either.
$440,000, I think, was the entire budget.
You know, and so where this ends up, though, with this fucking... It shows very clearly the radiation. There's stuff like fucking food stocks controlled by central government. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking dark times immediately, right? Cholera, typhoid, dysentery. Money becomes meaningless. Those who can work get more. The more people die, the more food there is. So all ideas of being like humanistic are out the window immediately. There's no spare fuel or manpower for cremation of bodies.
So they just stack up.
It's just fucking literal hell. Like it's just, you know. This is one of those movies where like I had Sophia watch it and she didn't want to watch it again. And it's just because she says she doesn't think it's bad or anything. It's just, it's a fuck. This is a downer ass movie. Like did you at least think it was a downer ass movie, Matt?
No.
Well, that's fucked up.
I didn't, cause I didn't care. I didn't care about the people.
That's what I mean. This is not a sentimental story to care about. It could be any.
It does a good job with giving you enough characterization where you can sort of identify who, because it doesn't really have main characters.
But it kind of does, trying to get you to like sympathize with these people. You're like, oh, it's a young couple and young love, and they're gonna have a child. And
But what it does is like you come to find out that they don't care.
Because they're just surviving. Those are just roles,
which is what I think is really neat. Because neat. Wrong word. But yeah, dude, like, you know, you don't see her, you don't see her pining very, very, very long for her boyfriend or no. her, whoever that is.
There's no jokes in this. Like, it has this, the thing is, too, it does this thing where it's bleak as fuck continually, but it's not like a Fincher movie where it's bleak and it's cool about it. It's like, no, we're not cool about it. This isn't to be cool. It's like a grimace, like, the whole time, and it's dry, and it is British. And it's like, no, it's going to get more bleak, and it's going to get more bleak. And then, oh, guess what baby is she's going to have? And then, like, oh, this guy wants water. He's going to turn on the sink. Oh, the water came out. Oh, he forgot to put the fucking bowl underneath. Like, it's just the hopelessness.
Yeah.
Like, despair, well, even, like, over
it,
and over again.
Even that moment where the guy finds, like, water outside and he drinks it and it makes him fucking throw up because it's probably, like,
irradiated.
It's irradiated or it's fucking sewer waste or some shit. Like, those... I think it's really effective in those moments where it gives you these little snippets of what life would be like. Where I think it does suffer.
Which I haven't seen in any other dramatization in any medium like that. Like, a basket of rats is like, wow, we got a gourmet meal because we get to eat fucking rats out of a basket.
Rats from a basket. Where it does feel like it bogs down, and particularly in the second half, is like you get these, as time goes on, these snippets of time become longer. So it goes like day one, day two, week two, week three. It
gets more telescopic.
Year five, year 10, year 15. I think that, like, I understand what they're trying to do and understand the cranking down of the consequences of nuclear war and nuclear holocaust. Like,
but they're also showing the long-term consequences too.
Yeah, I
like, nothing will have changed that much, and not nothing will have changed, but 10 years, this is what it looks like.
Not that I want to say the first half had a frenetic pace, but I definitely feel like the second half, intentionally, I think, really slows things down. And I think that's the, for me at least, that's where things start to kind of fall apart.
Because, you know, nuclear fallout.
Oh, yeah. What, Matt?
I'm just bored with this movie.
Well,
it's real cute that we're talking about this movie, but we're overlooking the fact that we did this to Japan twice.
No, we're not overlooking the fact.
That movie has...
There is no movie in that movie.
There's no we in Threads. Like, this is about humans.
Yeah.
So there's
we
no
we. As humans.
No, okay. Yeah, so you're saying America. Like, fucking... I'm not... That's what I mean. This movie, if you look at this from a social lens about, like, what we do as a species, I think it makes... There's a lot more to engage with there.
Also, this movie...
If I'm looking this is about Britain. No, it's not. Like, this is about the town in Britain, but I'm glad they picked somewhere I don't live so I could get a different view on it, but it could be anywhere.
Interesting, though, that Russia and the USSR has been, like...
The aggressors.
The fucking villain for, like, the last, like, you know, X amount of decades.
Well, they're the two fucking machismo fucktards in the bar, dude. Like, that's basically what it's been. And
yet, that's the one country you decided to visit, dude. Where's your papers, comrade?
One country...
Yeah.
Dude, they're not even comrade.
I went to a lot of countries in the Baltic, my dude.
I'm a comrade. But not like that. What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have anything. Like, I honestly have, like, nothing to say about this movie other than it was fucking boring. Super boring.
God damn it, Matt.
I guess I guess I can't disagree with you, but I
don't think it was.
It's
boring.
Like, especially,
I think it was very,
especially looking at the cover, like, just based on the cover. And for me, this is that whole fucking false advertisement thing again, like we got with Pan's Labyrinth, where it's like you're looking at the cover and you're seeing what looks like military generals with just massive boils on their faces. They're all deformed and everything. And there's none of that.
It's like the Toxic Avenger.
It sure as shit painted it like it was going to be. No, it's a docudrama where on the cover they're showing people who are mutated.
Matt, and this so is I'm a like, docudrama from 84 that was on the BBC, and over the years, it's gained cult status. So someone on the internet decided to market it like that.
Hold on a second, though.
It wasn't
you're talking about it's got these demons and these boils.
I didn't say demons.
You did show that guy.
But It's just a guy with bandages on his face.
And it's a perfect fucking manifestation of what the world would be
like. I would understand if there were literal mutants on the cover.
They
but
look like mutants. The one I seen.
They're just British, dude. It. You can't call them that, oh, dude. They're just.
I can and I will. Teeth,
they're Matt. Just British.
I can. They don't have fluoride in the water.
I can and I will.
You can't do that to them, man.
Also, sodium fluoride is the number one ingredient in rat killer and rat poison. So, like, is it really good for your teeth? No.
Also, like, at no point did the dialogue feel unnatural to me. Like, meaning, like, these feel like people. It doesn't feel like a documentary straight up, but it doesn't. It feels like these are people. The dialogue was very naturalistic. The delivery was very naturalistic. I'm not, like, thinking, like, it's hard to, like, watch this movie and be like, oh, they were setting up with a camera here and a key grip, because it's very immersive. Even if it's, like, if you're unengaged and bored, like, okay,
it's, you know, and it's for its budget, it's very clear that they were very intelligent with what they chose.
It did feel like they actually blew up buildings too.
Well, dude, there's shit where I'm like, dude, like,
it didn't look like CG.
It's probably, well, no, it's probably all stock footage, mm-hmm. which is a very, what they did in terms of
very evocative,
what they did in terms of like choosing what they put on screen.
And when the editing,
I think is done really well. But it's one of the things that I really enjoyed was at the end where you've got these kids who have like essentially created their own fucking language at the end of it, which is what I thought was a very cool touch, where you've got these children who have grown up post.
Absolutely.
Post-humans.
Because there's talking sociology there.
That's all of the little details I really liked.
Well, like they find a VHS. They find a VHS video, this little snippet of shit with like one working VCR. And that becomes like a cultural artifact because it's the last thing. So that shows like to me right there how arbitrary this shit is. Like it could be, it's like finding the Dead Sea Scrolls, right? And it's like, oh, we found this. This is the word of God and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, they found this VHS tape from the old world. And we have one working VHS player and it only loops this part. So we watch this every day, and that becomes like their gospel. And it shows like that was just trash.
It's also the only form of entertainment they have.
Right. Like that's it. Like, and so I think that's pretty damn interesting.
I feel like maybe had I seen this pre-pandemic, I would have felt a little bit differently. But I just from a pandemic, we've seen panic buying. We've seen people trampling people in the streets. Like we see that shit at Black Friday.
That's what I mean. Well, that's like, what I mean. Like these movies, though, this is very.
So like this stuff that's all supposed to be like massively depressing as a result of a nuclear attack. We see for fucking sales on Tickle Me Elmo.
Right, so it's not just about a nuclear attack. It's about human nature, and it's about also we created a nuclear... We created a device that does this to ourselves. That's what I'm saying. And so, like you're saying, we do panic buying. Like, we saw that with the fucking toilet paper, and like you said, we see it every year.
Yep.
We see it every year. And when they talked about, oh, only essential workers and services on this road. And then, like, the lady's like, oh, don't worry, love. This only lasts for a week or two. And these ominous PSAs and, like, the news reports about Russia and Iran and the reappropriation of services and spaces, riots and the civil unrest. Like, you're right. We do see it. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm not going to knock the movie for accurately showing it. Like, it's, like, fucking,
yeah, but
like,
that's the thing. I've seen it in real life. So, like, watching it in this movie, like, almost 40 years old, I'm like... Yeah, okay.
Okay, when you say you've seen it in real life, I do want to return to what Jorge said. We haven't seen it ourselves. Like, I haven't seen us, like, have to go bang on a fucking gate to get rations.
And we haven't,
people
no.
People fucking shoot smoke bombs at
we
us.
We haven't, no. But
that's what it would
but,
be, man.
But we have gone into the grocery store and seen barren shelves.
Well, yeah, but I,
that's
I,
a, yeah, but that's I think, escalation from that.
I think also the comparison is a little bit, I mean, it's a little bit trite. Like... It's okay. It's like, yeah, okay, we had to fucking suffer for toilet paper, but
I didn't. I bought a bidet. Smart.
But you know, in a situation where there is literally an A-bomb that's been dropped, like, you know, all of the things, all of the normalcy and all of the human niceties that you have throughout your day, they're fucking gone, man. Like there isn't like, well, I fucking don't care about humanity. Like
you'll be lucky to get water that's fucking not poison. And if it is poison, you'll be lucky to fucking...
Well, that's why if there's going to be a nuclear attack, your best course of action is to drive straight into it. Because the best you can do is pray for death, because the people who survive are the ones who are fucked.
Well, and that's what I really like. Want to give this film accolades for, among other things, is that before seeing this, sure, you're better. It's better if you die in the blast. But yeah. I had a lingering idea, like, well, you know, the survivors can blah, blah, blah. This put that to bed for me. Like, no, the survivors... You're lucky if you die in the blast.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Well, and that's fucking crazy, because also we did, Hiroshima did happen and Nagasaki, but now these are several mega, like a lot more megatons than what was dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. It's gotten worse and worse. And this movie was made 40 years ago.
Yep.
So the situation has not gotten better. Like they've gotten, I would guess they've gotten more effective, meaning more fucking self-destructive with their capabilities of this shit. So that's what I mean, dude. Like, I don't know. Like, when we're talking, like, horror to me, like, this is the real thing. Like, I did not sleep well last night because I watched this again.
I fell asleep twice watching this.
Yeah. Well, no, I could see falling asleep during the first half if you weren't primed for it. But watching it in one sitting after knowing what I was going to expect and then knowing what it's leading up to, like, when they're fucking, they got all the people, like, medieval times, and they're trying to get whatever they can for crops. And then, like, so the lady ends up having her baby, and her baby grows up, and then her baby gets raped or gang raped, presumably. And then she. Well, like, all those guys were around her, like, in the fucking.
Well, she ends up. One of the guys ends up getting killed.
In the stable.
But they sort of have this, like, ha, we're playing. And then they end up, like, awkwardly fucking from what I can gather.
Yeah. Just, well, there was that situation with, like, four guys around her, though, no?
That's that scene where they run away. Like, she kind of fends them off pretty well with a fucking stick in her hand. Hey, get away from me.
Hell yeah.
She gets them.
That's when they start the true. No, but and then she has a baby, right? And Matt sent this text like, if it's not a mutant baby, I'm going to be so disappointed.
Well, it's a mutant baby.
And it got to that hospital. And the hospital is like these caged fucking little domiciles. Like, it's completely, there's no humanism left, right? And fucking, like, she's having the baby, and then she has the baby, and it makes no sound whatsoever, and they hand it to her, and it's fucking stillborn.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's when that
movie... What do you mean they hand it to her? Didn't she just have it in an alleyway?
No, she went to the hospital.
Yeah, and they said, no babbies here, get out. No, what are you, dense?
Did you watch the end?
Dude, all this shit you guys are talking about, like, I don't remember her getting raped. I don't remember having this language.
She had four guys around.
The baby at the end, I remember her going to the hospital and them saying, no babies here, get out. And she gets out, and then she, like, squatted down in an alley and had the baby.
No. The mom had the baby in an alley. The first one. Mm. Later on, her daughter survives and has a...
Also, I had a problem with that, too. There's no way she would have had that baby. Like, especially not, like, being 3 months old or 3 months pregnant when the blast happened and then carrying the baby to term. Like, that's a fucking miracle right there. And the fact that she wasn't emaciated and, like, the baby didn't die of malnutrition, like, in the womb, like...
Right, and that's
want me to believe this, but then you're going to allow this woman to have a baby, like, after surviving a nuclear blast. It does happen.
Life finds a way, but that's the pessimism and the reality of the movie, where it's like, oh, she had the baby, cool, it's a miracle, and then okay, her baby grows up, and now she's going to have a baby, and it's stillborn. Like, it's fucking completely, it pulls no punches whatsoever. It's like, what is this leading up to? It's leading up to, like, a generation later, like, they'll have stillborn fucking children. So, to me, that makes, like, the point completely better than mutants fucking in the... Of course there's going to be mutants in the countryside and shit like that. And people with boils. But it's like, what we're talking about is long-term... Like, we're never going to crawl out of the fucking depths of medieval bullshit and feudalism. I mean,
Japan did.
Yeah, but it's not the same megatons, dude. We're not talking about mutually assured annihilation. That's not the same thing.
It wasn't mutually assured annihilation either, because these people survived.
I knew you were going to compare. It's not the same.
I feel like it's the same.
It's not the same megatons. Look it up. At all.
Obviously.
And they dropped 300. They said that's why they're specific. They dropped 300 megatons on fucking all over. They didn't drop one on each city. There were like 40 megatons each.
Well, and they made a point of explaining that some of them exploded in the air which is even worse.
Even worse.
Because it
strategically fucks people up more.
The fallout goes for hundreds and hundreds of miles before, you know, it dissipates.
And that's what the plan is, by the way, on both sides. Like, they're not gonna do a Nagasaki Hiroshima thing. This is like whatever their conscious things are. Oh, it's to fuck these people. It's just death. It's just like fuck it all and turn this place into hell. And that's what I mean. Like, this is it's a bigger issue, dude.
So if the U.S. decides to drop a bomb on the U.S., then I know what I said. Where do you think they're dropping it? Because it sure as shit not going to be Washington.
San Diego.
You said the U.S.
Yeah.
Is dropping a bomb.
Yeah, it's not going to be Putin. It'll be the U.S. He's framing Russia.
Well, the U.S. is just a brand name. So you mean if the world owners drop a bomb on the U.S.? Yes. So rephrase your fucking thing.
Okay.
The U.S. doesn't own things.
If the New World Order drops a fucking bomb on the U.S.
I won't say NW. I'll say the owners.
Where are they going to drop it?
It's
because it's not going to be Washington.
It's got to be
San Diego.
It's a military.
I feel like San Diego is a huge target because we got the nuclear tits up there.
Yep.
And we got all the bases here. We have the Navy ships in the Mexico, in Coronado.
LA's up the street.
I mean, like they don't give a shit about Mexico, but like
it's a nice bonus. The only other thing
I could think of is like Florida with like Cape Canaveral and all that shit, where
they have New York.
I mean, the big Hollywood targets are good ones, you know, Chicago, New York, fuck, Texas, do some Dallas. But no, see, strategically,
if you hit San Diego too, then you poison the water too, which is another huge thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would drive right into that blast. Like, there's no way. I don't want to be fucking, like, even.
You wouldn't have enough notice, though. Like, you.
If America bombs America.
I feel like there would be enough notice.
No.
Like, they had enough notice there. They knew, like, there was the threat of the attack.
You couldn't drive fast enough.
I mean, I would just drive north. Also, to San Onofre. Like, everybody would be trying to drive south.
If you're
going to
do that, why not just like off yourself like a normal human being?
Well, no, because like, that's not guaranteed. That's not guaranteed annihilation.
There's. I don't think the two views are mutually exclusive. By the way, when you talk about like the owners or as you call it NWO, right? So if that exists, which I think some version of that does, like it does, a pecking order exists in every fucking human situation. So there's someone on the top of the pyramid, and it's not a country. It's a supranational group of oligarchs, obviously. Of
old white bitches.
It's oligarchy. It's the rule behind the throne or behind these brand names, which are countries. They're basically corporations at this point with insignia and everything else. It's like McDonald's, right?
Welcome to Starbucks.
Yeah. So, but also, that doesn't deny the fact that there are individuals with the button at their fingertip. So it is a coin toss in a sense, and that's more chaotic. It's more chaotic to me to think that someone like Putin could launch nuclear war by himself without any of those people. So it's also, it's even more chaotic than the owners, because that the fact that hasn't happened so far, literally to me, it's only a matter of time. And on either side, that we're not good at making shit and not using it. Right now, we made this shit, and it's only, when I say we, I mean the species has only used it twice on other people that we know of or something, right? Mm-hmm. That's pretty fucking far-fetched to me. If you had told me, like, you're going to make this and only use it twice within almost 100 years, I'd be like, wow, you guys
especially with the knowledge of how many nuclear warheads exist and how many countries have them.
Exactly. Can you imagine the blue balls that this species' death instinct has right now? Like, just push it. Just fucking do it.
Drop it on everyone.
Should. Just blow us all up.
Well, and that's what I mean. Like, that's what I mean.
Wouldn't that be dope, though? Just like the sweet release of death for the entire species.
Well, that, you know what? Sure. But that's not what this would be. That's what this movie showed me. It would be this fucked up, like, striving to survive and a fucking stillborn baby, like, 15 years later.
Well, no, this would be, that's 40 years ago. But, like, if Putin launched.
It'd be worse
now. If Putin launched a nuclear, or if somebody launched a nuclear warhead on the U.S., the U.S. would launch one right back, and then another country would launch one. Like, it would just be like a game of tag.
Well, I don't know that any country would ever
retaliate with it.
No. I just, we have the advantage of being blocked out by oceans. So if we're talking like nuclear arms, Russia's always going to go after European countries because it's the closest.
They
neighbor.
Can do ballistic. They have a new ballistic fucking.
Well,
thing.
Well, what I mean also is like
Russia and Alaska are like
Sarah Palin's
close
right
enough
there.
To walk across.
Well, no, and I understand that, but like if the distance that is at, we've got capability to take that shit out.
But then, like you said,
who's
it would
we?
Then you
the U.S.
But we're like still you said, fucked. It would explode in the air, and that's worse.
Yeah.
Well, not if it didn't go. If it didn't,
but explode in the air and got into the water
well, no,
in the
not
ocean.
If it didn't, not if it didn't
detonate.
Like nuclearly detonate because it exploding is a okay. different thing than like creating fission in the air.
So let's say they bomb the fuck out of Europe and they got China with them and they got North Korea with them. And then so it's all of that landmass over there versus us, and then they take us by land. All right, and then they fucking bring nukes over here. Like, I mean, that's what I mean. There's no way out. And that's still thinking nationalistically. Like, oh, we can make it. Like, the species is fucked if this happens. That's what I mean. It's not like, oh, America could make it. Like, no one's. If it goes down, it's fucking going down.
Nuclear winter, homeboy.
Oppenheimer, that's why Oppenheimer saw this, and he wasn't like, oh, we could be good. He's like, no, I am become death. That's what he said. That's what the dude who made it said.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a Christopher Nolan movie, by the way, if we live to see it.
Yeah, according to Matt, we got till the 5th.
Yeah, we got 3 days, homeboy.
If it doesn't happen, you owe me a blowjob.
And that's what I mean, like... I'm sorry, Jorge, but it seems kind of like optimistic what you just said. Like this.
What, ocean. That I owe him a blowjob?
Yes. No, the ocean thing and all this kind of fucking strategic like advantage. Like there isn't. It's all. It's fuckery.
Well, I just mean from a literal like militaristic standpoint.
That's why I like this movie, like because it shows an old lady seeing the mushroom cloud and pissing herself. It's like, yes, this is it. This is it. And the guy who was like, yeah, fuck it, let's drink. And he's like, oh, they did it. They really did it. Because that's most of us. I'm not saying with the drinking, but we've heard about it all our lives. And it's like, oh, yeah, whatever. It's like, if they
it
do
happened,
it,
would you start drinking again?
No.
No?
Absolutely. I mean, I answer this with the, if it was Mad Max time, I wouldn't drink.
Well, that's different, though.
If it was just because of this stuff, then I'm fucking, I might as well go drink right now. Like, I had to make it about a personal thing. There's a character in that I know fucking Spacey was on. You remember House of Cards?
I didn't watch a single episode of that show.
Really? The first two seasons were good.
They were actually. And there's a character on there who was like the right-hand man who was an alcoholic and he was sober. And a guy was
trying
to...
Didn't he kill himself?
He did eventually because he relapsed and all that good stuff. But they tried to offer him a drink. And they put a gun to his head and said, drink. And he fucking slapped the gun out of their hand and said, get that the fuck out of my face. So as in like, this guy is going to die... before he takes a drink. So to answer your question.
Fucking loser.
That's me. Total fucking loser fest.
What a fucking dork. Am I right?
Hey, true till death, dude.
Yeah, again.
Let me see your three X's.
No.
I don't got no three X's, dude.
False.
I got no tattoos, dude.
You're false, fucking boomer.
Don't do it, dude. Boomers normalize tattoos, so you're more of a
don't
boomer.
Tell me.
Actually, it probably wasn't the boomers. It was the Gen Xers that really normalized tattoos.
In the 70s is when it really started happening. You know what? The gap between the previous generation and the boomers is greater than that and the next. Like the GI generation, the only people with fucking tattoos were the Navy fucks.
Yeah.
It was probably like 1%, and then it jumped to 13% of
that's
boomers.
That's the greatest generation, though, dude.
And that's why they don't have tattoos, dude.
My grandpa did. He was in the military. He had tattoos on his arms and his legs.
It's only those fucks.
The tough ones, dude.
Yeah. What you guys say about it being 84? Like, I, it feels again like.
I.
It feels like this oddity dun, to me. It's like, dun, it's like some, dun, dun. Some rare album. It's like, how is this a TV movie? Like, this is a BBC TV. This is such a fucking raunchy BBC TV movie, dude. Like, such a weird. It starts with the spider. Like spinning its web and shit like that, and a voiceover. It does feel like one of those old science videos.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
But then it becomes very much not an educational video.
But then, like, I think it moves, and then it has those PSAs with like it's telling them how to dispose of a body, and it has like that, and it's like I like all that kind of shit. I like it, and I'm glad that. And Matt loves it. So we've had pieces of talent and threads.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt sends me a message today, and he goes, oh, this fucking movie. And I'm like, bro.
That's not what I said. I said, we got to stop letting Rhett pick
movies. I was trying to be a little bit, I was trying to be a little bit more politically.
I picked this especially because of right now. Either way, that's what I mean.
I mean, you've been wanting us to do it for a while, though.
Yeah, and I'm not like, I'm going to pick something that I know you'll like. I'm going to pick something that
I wasn't as mad about this as, like, Dead Ringers. Like, I wasn't even mad about this. I was just so fucking bored.
Well,
like,
and that's the thing. I could get mad about that when I saw it earlier. I'm like, I got mad for a second. I'm like, he doesn't like it. Okay. But that doesn't mean the episode has to suck because you don't like it.
Well, and to be fair, there are plotting moments in this movie that could be seen as boring. But, I mean,
like, I thought the whole thing was boring. Like,
nah, not me. And there's a slowness. It's not the first movie that moves slowly with certain things. And I think, again, for me, that gets me in a thing where it's like, yeah, stop, slow down, stop waiting for your usual things to happen because they're not happening here. What's happening here is a stillborn baby.
The difference here is
it's like a doom, our own, it's like a doom metal album.
It's like
but
our
like not cool.
Our our endeavors in fucking existentialism. Like, you think about your own mortality and your place in the world and stuff like that frequently, whereas I don't give a shit. So, like, I see this stuff.
I thought you did give a shit, though.
No, I
was
just...
Now you're a new man and all
that. No, I was just, like, talking to my coworkers about, like, how you can't imagine nothing because, like, when you start to imagine nothing, then it's something. And, like,
that's
so, like... So, well, yeah, sure, than that. But, like, I don't care. So I see all this bleakness. I'm like, yeah, they're suffering everywhere. They're suffering all the fucking time. Like, we did this to ourselves.
Well, this first and foremost, the ethos behind this... Here's another thing. Like, this is an anti-nuke movie. Straight up. But it's not doing it in some like, oh, peace, give peace a chance. It's showing you why. It's showing you like, hey, it's a fucking lose-lose, and it's just sober as fuck. Like, it's not like wearing...
Just like you, dude.
It's not wearing its heart on its sleeve. It's not trying to be cool. It's not like saying, oh, here's fucked up mutants and stuff. It's showing you just enough to be like, dude...
If it did.
It's like, dude, if we did this, it would be pralines and dick.
It's got no saccharine moments, which I think is like
none
the best aspects of it. Like,
but it's not being cool about it either.
Yeah, no.
Like, these people are not cool. They're just like working class fucks. You know what I mean? And like old white bitches, and they're gonna eat it. You know what I mean?
Except they can't eat it, dude, because it's irradiated.
They can't eat shit.
True, dude. They could eat shit.
Oh yeah.
It's probably. I mean, you probably eat shit.
Can you imagine how little you would actually shit, though? Because you can't eat? That's pretty dope.
Well, I mean, and one of the things that, like, what's kind of cute is that, like, people wouldn't survive for 15 years
after a
nuclear holocaust.
Like, the fact that it was, like, 20 days, and it's like, I was like, well that guy's looking for water after 20 days. Like, you would die after, like, 3 days with no water.
No, it's possible that they could. Honestly.
Well, I think anybody who was like within viewing distance of the mushroom cloud is
fucked.
Well, what they're trying to show though is if people survived, how horrible it would be.
It's fucking O.J. Simpson, if I did it.
Yeah.
Well, it's like even worse, like if we survived. It's like what would we be surviving for? You know what I mean?
What are we fighting for?
What are we fighting? What is that?
What are we fighting for?
Can't.
Let's go back to Willem Dafoe and William H. Macy just getting
that was more entertaining. That's for sure.
It's a good discussion. And I would definitely recommend this movie if two people. It's on Shudder.
I would recommend this to two people.
You two?
And I just want to say it's got 100% Rotten Tomatoes, an 8 out of 10 on IMDb, a 92 on Metacritic.
How does
and
this
five
have...
skulls? On Shudder.
Oh, skulls?
Skulls on the wall, dude! Skulls on the wall, dude!
Horror community, take note.
How is it that this has... So Rotten Tomatoes means that 100% of the reviews are positive?
That's what it means. That doesn't mean that they're all perfect reviews.
No, but they're positive. Like, I find it so hard to believe that every fucking review of this movie is positive.
The ones that they counted, yeah. And here's why, too. Like, someone might say it's slow and that it's dated, but they're still gonna say that it's... well-intentioned, well-made, well-acted, and does a lot. And that doesn't mean it's a bad movie. You're like, I'm fucking bored.
It's not an enjoyable movie.
But it doesn't do any of those things badly. It doesn't do any of the stuff it's doing badly.
You're given just the opportunity.
You're like, I want to care about the characters. Why? No,
given the decision to watch this or Pieces of Talent again,
you're stupid.
I would choose Pieces of Talent.
No. No fucking
never
way.
In a million
not,
fucking
not,
years.
No, not never.
Yep.
Never, ever.
I will tell you this. I don't think I'll ever watch Threads or Threads again.
I've seen it three times but in 2 years.
What is the relevance of the name? Is
it
there
starts
relevance?
With the spider talking about in the threads of society and how they break down.
Ah, gotcha.
But, like, I would rather be dead than watch fucking Pieces of Talent.
You'd rather this happen? You'd rather live through
I'd
threads.
Rather live through a nuclear holocaust than watch fucking, the fucking Pieces of Talent again.
Dope.
And also, look, man, I picked Vampire's Kiss. I picked...
That was good.
Okay, so don't say we got to, you know, what are
Vampire's
we Kiss. We get a picky me. What was the Santa Claus one? Fucking dope. I mean, come on.
What's Santa guys. Claus one?
Silent Night, Deadly Night 2.
That's true.
Shit's amazing. That was dope. Like, you know, I just got to get retarded. But this was not it. This is like...
This is not it. This is not my wheelhouse.
This is King Crimson's driest, least fun album.
And the shitty thing is, like, I gave this my full attention because I was like, I feel like I'm really gonna need to pay attention to this movie. And
I
this,
love that.
This
love
honestly that. Felt like a movie I could have just listened to because nothing that like really happened on screen was like relevant or interesting to me. It's like, okay, yeah, they got burns.
I don't That's think fine. Like the editing and stuff did it for you and like how you were. No. Yeah,
I need smash cuts.
He just needed one fucking zombie. That's it.
Or one tit.
One mutant zombie rape.
Like, I thought there was going to be some mutants, dude. I'm like, come on. Just give me, like, one
He's like,
flipper
look,
baby.
Dude, this cover showed like, me no mutants or no at, fucking at the zombies. End too, and I'm I wanted like, those things.
At the end, too, I'm like, oh, we're going to get to see a flipper baby. And then you don't even see the baby.
It's stillborn.
Okay, that happens everywhere. Even right. without nuclear fallout.
Yeah, but that's... This is happening because of nuclear fallout.
Cool. But plenty of babies were born. That's how like the generations kept
yeah,
rolling.
But flipper babies happen everywhere because not because
yeah,
of the,
that doesn't
nuclear
mean
fallout.
I don't want to see them.
Okay, that's a separate movie.
Well, that's watch, why so what, I would enjoy
so what,
that movie.
So what you're saying is you want to watch Rob Zombie films.
That's what I want to watch Brain Candy.
This is not sensationalistic at all. That's why I think it's the best. I mean, I have to give it props for that.
They like even if like when she had that baby, they would have just showed it and it would have just gone I would have been like, yes, okay, dope.
That's fucking stupid. Oh, you mean, so like Titan.
Was there a flipper baby in Titan? I don't remember.
There was a car baby, and you hated that.
Yeah, I'm already fucking blocking that movie out of my memory. Blocking this one
She
out
fucked
too.
A car in that movie, and
she
you hated it.
Two cars.
Yeah. And that wasn't good. See, that one, you're like, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. It's so dumb.
This dude was served up a movie about... A girl fucking two vehicles, and he's like, "I don't fucking doesn't make any sense." Oh,
yep,
asshole.
Like the wrong, using the wrong parts of the brain
I
for this movie.
I don't know what I want, but give it to me now. That's the whole story here.
Movie about nuclear holocaust. It's boring.
Where's the flipper baby?
Yeah, dude. Fallout 3 is dope.
Where's the flipper tits?
This yeah. is not a fucking video gamey movie.
Well, oh, it'd be dude, a whole
when
lot cooler if it was.
His son's fucking video game.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up. That was dope.
I was like, of all the things that survived, that fucking game survived.
Things would survive, and you would the most useless things would become like priceless artifacts of the old world.
And those
bro.
Batteries just survive.
And
too.
That's archaeology, basically.
Months and months after a nuclear explosion, the batteries in that thing. Did you ever have a Wait, Game Boy?
Things do would
you,
survive.
Do you know how long the batteries lasted in a Game Boy? Mere hours.
You're full of shit. And that wasn't a Game Boy.
Yeah, this was pre-Game Boy.
Yeah, and it wasn't which meant using near the capacity.
It would have zapped batteries so much faster. So much faster.
Yeah, well.
Like, if you're going to do a lot of research and make a movie real and authentic, then make it fucking real and authentic.
It was real and authentic.
The fact that he still has batteries in that game and it still works, no.
He saved
the fact that that guy still had scotch, like, months after the fact, no. The fact that there were still cigarettes months after the fact,
See,
no.
I didn't even get that, too. Like, when you're playing a game, like, the game they showed, too, it was, like, trying to, from what I got, it was trying to, like, get something.
I think it was a Game & Watch, old Nintendo Game & Watch, I think. I couldn't quite get the...
But
whatever.
It was, like...
Whatever, doesn't
Is he
matter.
Trying to evade some monster from getting him?
It's like a little...
It seemed like a spaceship
like a little,
kind
like a little
of
jumpy
thing.
Fuck.
Yeah, and it's like, see, even that right there, like, it's like, oh, we were playing with this, and then now look at us. Like, oh... This wasn't
Sha-na-na-na.
Sha-na-na-na. Look at us now. Yeah, man, you just...
All right, idiots, that's the Who Goes There podcast for episode 350 and Threads.
Threadies.
Next week, we'll be talking about Army of Motherfucking Darkness.
Which makes no sense.
Dope. A movie that is beyond reproach. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I haven't seen it in a good 5 years.
If you...
Why would I trash Army of Darkness? You're the one who hates Raimi.
No.
Yeah. You don't even like Spider-Man 1 and 2.
Fuck Spider-Man 1, yep. 2, nope. and fuck 3. You.
Fuck all three. The Spider-Man movies except Enter the Spider-Verse.
You're stupid. And you didn't see the last one.
Yeah, that's because they are all terrible. That, I don't care.
Shut the fuck up.
The Raimi Spider-Man movies should have...
1 and 2 are fucking dope.
Should have
been, and were the birth of the modern comic book era. Should have
been deleted in a nuclear explosion.
Yeah. Along with Blade and X-Men 1.
They should take all of the copies of those movies... Put them in the body of a nuclear warhead and then just fucking detonate.
You know what? I wish that after the apocalypse, when we're speaking our own language, the only tape that's left is Spider-Man 3. And the only part that works is when he's dancing all emo.
I would smash that tape and bring on the rage of all the survivors.
We would watch it every morning.
It's either that or Doc Ock. Oh, hello, Peter. Oh, hello, yeah. Peter.
Oh, hello, or it's when Willem Dafoe comes in and yep. says, Peter!
Yep, that's what we need, is Green Goblin just fucking on VHS.
That is what we need. So Antichrist on VHS.
Yeah.
Right.
But
right.
If he was dressed as Green Goblin.
Okay, that's it. Good night. Go home.
Bye, Sophia.
Bye, Sophia.
Hey, could you guys never do that again, please?
We got a lot of farts tonight.
Yeah, we didn't even say hi to Sophia. Damn, that's...
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
Could you guys fucking not?
Could you not?
That's our girl you're talking about there.
Yeah, can you not, Rhett? That's our girl.
That's my girl. That's my girl.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive. Never get out of this world alive.